You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, thanks for joining us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show, your EPN channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, startups in the greening industry, and bringing awareness to a green economy and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today, we have the pleasure of visiting with Udi Murhav, who is the founder and CEO of Energy Orbit. It is a San Francisco-based software company that helps utilities and other power generation organizations improve their productivity and the effectiveness of their energy efficiency and demand side management programs through cloud-based automated monitoring and reporting. Mr. Murhav, thanks so much for joining us here today on the program.
Thanks very much for having me, Eric.
And you're most welcome. So, Udi, I understand that the Energy Orbit software has helped utilities and other organizations save 13.2 terawatt hours of energy for their customers. That is roughly 248% of San Francisco's annual electricity consumption. To get started, can you tell us why are utilities driven to help their customers save energy when it seems like they make more money when they use more energy? So clarify that if you would.
That's a question that should be asked every time because people are really confused. Their utilities are in the business of selling energy, not selling it. So the utilities, I will candidly say, they're not doing this out of the goodness of their hearts. They're doing this because they're subject to state regulations. They're also subject to public opinion pressure and corporate image. We are in an era where most of us believe in the effects of climate change, so utilities also want to take part of it, but primarily they are subject to regulations with respect to achieving a certain level of energy savings. Together with this, given that they are through energy efficiency and what we call demand-side management, they are not through these programs. They're able to achieve energy savings and therefore stave off the need to build more generation capacity. Because they don't have to build more generation capacity through these DSM programs, they're able to meet increasing demand for energy. They're also able to deal with avoided costs, meaning they don't have to build more generation capacity, more capital expenditures. They don't have to introduce more peaker plants for meeting a higher demand for energy in the summer. They're also able to avoid the installation and enhancement of substations in city blocks because they're able to meet a demand for more energy through demand-side management programs.
Udi, what are some of the key reasons a utility or energy company may look to use the Energy Orbit platform to manage their energy efficiency and demand-side management programs?
The reason for that is because the implementing energy efficiency under the umbrella of demand-side management is very complex. It involves a lot of actors, players coming in and out. It is a very complex ecosystem dealing with marketeers, project managers, contractors, trade allies, outside stakeholders such as state regulators, assessment companies that come in to assess the actual savings. And what we noticed 10 years ago is that it is very chaotic, and it is not managed in one environment where the whole process can be monitored and managed under one platform. And so through the Energy Orbit solution, we're able to do away with this chaos and provide utilities and energy consulting companies a unified platform that is able to help them manage and achieve the required energy savings from the point of spawning the energy efficiency program, building awareness out there, making sure that the public is aware of it, selling it, bringing in the contractors, implementing it, and cutting a rebate check for the customer.
Certainly is quite interesting. Now, what spawned the idea behind Energy Orbit?
Sure. So 10 years ago when I started the company, well, it was actually 12 years ago, I started the company as a Salesforce consulting shop, providing Salesforce deployment services in a horizontal fashion. Any line of business that is interested in implementing Salesforce CRM, we would do it. Then we, quote unquote, discovered the world of DSM through an opportunity that we received here to customize the environment to help an organization implement energy efficiency here in the San Francisco Bay Area. And that was sort of an eye-opening experience because I myself realized that there is this DSM industry out there, but there is no a true product offering that will come in and help these organizations streamline the processes. And what we found out is that companies that are specialized in energy efficiency implementation, they would hire software engineers to build a rudimentary environment for them to help them manage the very same programs that they are implementing vis-a-vis their utility clients. And these initial crude products were meant primarily for serving the consulting companies that are implementing the energy efficiency programs. And without a long view into what a product really is. So we came in and we analyzed the industry, and we realized that they need X, Y, and Z and so forth. And we plotted a product that will be able to accommodate any energy efficiency program under the sun, regardless of who is implementing it. So the bottom line here, the takeaway here, is that from day one, Energy Orbit is a true cloud product offering, regardless of who implements the program.
Certainly some awesome details right there. Today we are visiting with Mr. Udi Merhav, who is the founder and CEO of Energy Orbit, a San Francisco-based software company that helps utilities and other power generation organizations improve their productivity and the effectiveness of their energy efficiency. Here on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Merhav, what does the customer get on the Energy Orbit platform?
Well, what they get is, I'm a strong believer in day in the life of the user. We don't create a software solution in a vacuum, because ultimately the tool that we are introducing and that we've introduced to the market is there to help people have better working lives. And so what often happens, just to give you an example in terms of stress, organizations and individuals involved in these organizations, if they are lacking a proper solution that gives them visibility throughout the cycle of the program, oftentimes they reach towards the end of a calendar year or a program cycle and they realize that they are well short of achieving energy savings. And then there is this scramble out, they're sending crews out, they're doing everything they can in their capacity to reach the required energy savings. With our solution, they're spared the blind spots. We moderate the slope, as it were, in terms of achieving energy savings in a steady fashion over the course of a program cycle. And we help them avoid the scramble and stress of achieving these energy savings. As important, we are also, the tool affords great efficiency and efficacy in terms of achieving an energy efficiency unit at a lower cost. This because the machine or the software, as it were, is helping the organization streamline the process, and less folks needs to need to get involved in handling and manipulating data and fixing data in a manual fashion because our software does it for them.
If you don't mind, what are some examples of how your customers have improved their own efficiency related to these programs through the Energy Orbit platform?
So one of the big buzzwords in the utility world today is customer engagement. Utilities are really, they're facing many challenges, and utilities really need to reinvent themselves because, as we know, as we speak here, the grid is, the electrical grid is undergoing big changes. New business models will be introduced to the energy sector. We are having a wave of so-called community choice aggregation, where municipalities and regional clusters end up setting up their own local utilities, as it were. And utilities, larger utilities, are faced with a threat of really losing the line of business. I keep arguing that if utilities do not focus on reinventing themselves, many of them will be reduced to just be managing transmission lines. Our solution helps utilities enhance customer touch points, customer engagement. Through our solution, they're able to better serve those customers who are interested in participating in energy efficiency programs. We are making it an easy process for customers to apply for rebates. We're helping utilities expedite the payment processing. And the bottom line is that through better service, the utility gets closer to their customer. The days where the utility simply sends the bill to the customer once a month, and that is the definition of a customer touch point, are over. Utilities are looking for other business models and other ways to increase the interaction with a customer. Our solution helps them achieve customer engagement by better serving their energy efficiency needs, and that will be a gateway to introducing new business models from the utility world vis-a-vis customers.
Mr. Mirhoff, it has been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks for introducing Energy Orbit to the audience, as well as all the information shared as well. Before you go, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or any final thoughts that you'd like to share in conclusion?
You know, Eric, many people ask me, so given the current administration in Washington, D.C., are we seeing the effects of this? Are we seeing business slowing in any way? And I say to that, thank goodness for federalism, because energy policies are determined at the state level. So states are very much motivated to achieve energy savings, to, as I said earlier in our conversation, to meet additional demand for energy through demand side management and not building new power plants. And so as of now, and I think into the future, even if the current administration is not in favor of climate change agendas, we are still protected in that sense because energy policies are determined at the state level. So I believe that the trend that we're currently facing, positive trend that is, will continue into the future.
Well, we certainly are thankful for what you do through Energy Orbit and all the information shared here today. Where can listeners get all the details on Energy Orbit?
Well, I have a LinkedIn shingle, like other CEOs out there. You can find me on LinkedIn. The website, of course, is a natural place to go to. There's a place for folks to contact us. There's a toll-free number for folks to contact us. Through these two mediums, I think it'll be very easy to reach us.
Again, Mr. Mirhoff, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success to you and the company. And again, thanks for joining us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Thank you very much, Eric.
And you're most welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Udi Mirhoff, the founder and CEO of Energy Orbit, a San Francisco-based software company that helps utilities and other power generation organizations improve their productivity and the effectiveness of their energy efficiency. And for all the details on Energy Orbit, visit energy-orbit.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. With a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks, you can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.